This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We've all heard some of the most questionable study advice that we've gotten, you know. It could be from our uncles. No, Mtolo, Ovala, Moso, Techepisure. You know, like some of these things that we've been hearing coming through as study advice, some of them practical, some of them very impractical, some of them working for others, some of them, you know, not necessarily achieving the same results. So we did promise you that we're going to be having a chat with the Collaboration Education Trust to talk about tips for matric exams. So we are joined on the line right now by the spokesperson of the National Collaboration Education Trust, Mpho Motlana, on the line. Mpho,
Capricorn FM.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for asking. So, you know what I want us to achieve by the end of this discussion, right? I want us to drop a phone, we've changed for the better a perspective, yeah, a learner. That's all I'm hoping for, more especially when it comes to preparing them for matric examinations, okay?
Absolutely, D. I believe we can try and achieve that in the next few minutes.
All right, so... let's start here. Over the past couple of years, what have you seen as one of the main struggles for matriculants writing the exams?
Well, I suppose one of those, is just perhaps firstly access to resources, but resources and just general information that will just help them to psychologically prepare for their exams. And I guess that is why we've also just developed, you know, very practical tips, exam tips, to provide learners with to better equip them to prepare for the exam.
100%. So, you know, another thing that I've noticed is that study groups, they have been a part of, coping mechanism, I can say so, for a couple of years now. Tell us about some of the perks and reasons why this might be a great idea if I'm in matric.
Yeah, for sure. The thing with that is, I guess various people have a different study styles, if you will. So the styles of various students, I suppose, vary from one student to the next. And so the importance of anything done in a group is that, you are not alone. There is really just more motivation. We all know anything done alone, you can achieve, but things that are done as a team, as a collective, there's a greater chance of just achieving so much more.
And how do I then choose, that group of people who will be in my study group? What is it that I need to look for?
Well, I suppose perhaps this also just hangs on some of the tips, that we've developed. But I think the main thing is just to connect to people who are supportive, because the friends that we choose as learners, or that learners choose, your company can either build you or it can destroy you. So I believe that the first thing is connecting to people who are supportive, people who will promote a positive attitude inside of you, and just help you to maintain that good balance between, yes, these are my friends, but these are also people that are focused and that will help me maintain the focus towards my studies.
All right. And maybe lastly, what maybe you can just add on, some more tips, that you can share for matriculants that are starting with their prelims very soon.
Some of the tips that we share, practical tips, are around eating healthy, getting enough sleep. I mean, if you're not well rested, your mind cannot focus. The time that you have, to study, use it wisely. During your break at school, use those breaks wisely. you know, remember to have downtime as well. I mean, you cannot just keep going. It's like a vehicle that just keeps running at full speed. Mm. It's either going to have a breakdown, it's going to run out of fuel, it's going to overheat. So even downtime, we're not saying students should be studying all the time, but let's also just rest as well. And I suppose that's where the next step comes in, you know, creating a schedule. You know that this is study time, then this is other time for other activities.
100%. Look, thank you so much. These are very useful study tools, you know, for lack of a better term. Thank you so much for sharing with us those. And to the learners that are tuning in right now, I hope that you did maybe jot down what you believe will be, you know, extremely fruitful for you from what we just shared right now with Mpomo Otana. Good luck to you students, and yeah, report back when you're done, right? But for now, Mpo, thank you so much, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Kim Po Motlana, who is the spokesperson for the National Collaboration Education Trust. Okay. So those are the tips. Those are the tips. You know, I was very concerned about the study groups. I mean, look, studies show that groups work very well. You know, they have perks. My concern there as a student is, how do I then choose a group of people that I will say, these are going to be my study partners. These are going to be, you know, people that are going to form part of my study group. You know, how do I choose? How do I balance between friends and, you know, those that share a goal with me?
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.